The main street is the heart of a country town, and it can give you a quick picture of how the place is faring. A drive down the strip can reveal bustling cafes and bright shop fronts, or shuttered windows and fading for lease signs. Across regional Australia, communities are working out how to keep that heart beating and turn interest into investment, especially as new data shows more than 5.3 million metropolitan Australians, about one in three, would consider a move to the regions. The same data suggests that half of 18 to 29-year-olds are contemplating the move. So how can country towns harness this push to go bush and breathe new life into their communities? In Charleville in Western Queensland, one property investor's decision to take a chance on an empty building in the town centre has turned around the fortunes of our town. Max Jones is a farmer turned property investor. He's been investing in country towns like Charleville, but he's here with me now. Max, welcome to Life Matters.
Bring me on.
Good to have you with me, Max. So this all started in your hometown of Condoblin in central West New South Wales. You went from sheep farmer to property investor. How did you make this switch?
It was a strange one. Originally, it was a diversification strategy. It was cheap land in town, and I thought I would make a go of self-storage. And it grew from there, from one property to quite a few now. And it just was originally on the farm, you know, droughts and et cetera. And then it's just grown from there into becoming my passion. And I've been just growing ever since, and finally made the decision to leave the farm and put some new life into whichever building I can come across that works for me and my tenants.
When you say it's your passion, why is that?
It's a strange one. I think it's got a much more visual feeling once you've completed a project. Suits my imagination. And there wasn't anyone doing it. And our towns were just decaying and boring, to be honest. And so that's how it started. And from there, it just grew into a bigger situation. And now I just can't stop.
You're like the Monopoly man. So you had a couple of places in Condoblin, and then you decided you wanted to branch out and you went to Queensland to look for your next spot. Why?
Well, I had a few properties here, and you can never have all your eggs in one basket. That was one thing I learned from farming. So I decided to do a bit of research, and I quite often and find myself on Domain and other apps for hours looking at real estate. And I've really got a passion for the regions because they were just undervalued by so many people that I thought, well, they were surely going to grow. They're a great place to live. And so we did a 7,000-kilometre drive and looked at around 15 properties, ranging from probably Charleville was one of the smaller ones, up to, you know, some of the coastal cities and bigger places. And oddly, Charleville was the very first place we stopped after 870 kilometres, and it was the best and most interesting and had the best property, the best people, trades and total support from the entire town. It's been a wonderful time there. I can't thank the town enough for their support, because it's ultimately my vision and their hard work that's made it happen.
So you chose Charleville, but in a sense it kind of chose you as well. Can you tell me what happened the day after you rolled into town?
Well, when I got to Charleville, I think it was about 9:30 at night, I messaged their Progress Association and put the phone away. And the next morning, this was one of the big things for Charleville and why the community is so great. At 7:30 in the morning, we went for a coffee, and a group of three people came along, and they were looking for the New South Wales number plates, because are you Max? You won't answer your messages on Facebook. And it was the mayor, councillor, and the Progress Association lady. Welcome to Charleville. We need investment. What can we show you? And that to me just cried out that this town was passionate. And still to this day, I see that. In all aspects, it's a very tight-knit community that's punching above its weight because of that. So we had a look. I had a look at the building and moved on and wondered if we'd come back. And sure enough, it's been 4 years now.
So the mayor's actually with us as well. Sean Zorro Radnich is mayor of the Mayways Shire Council in Western Queensland, the biggest town of which is Charleville. Zoro, why were you so keen to meet someone like Max?
Good morning, Tegan, and good morning, Maxie, even though I can't see you. Now, Tegan, these sort of things come up, I'll say once in a lifetime, but Max is so right in what he said. It's quite funny. We sat through a few meetings, seminars about what happens when an investment opportunity comes your way. And for a council, we talked about that, obviously, just coming into COVID or just after COVID, was how do we breathe that light back into our community. And like all other towns and communities across Australia, we'd seen that decline in retail and some shops that were empty. But just one little quirky part about this, Tegan, for our listeners out there, the Watt family actually built Dalton House that Max purchased. Now, they had a choice of a corner block at Cavill Avenue at the Gold Coast, and they chose Charvel back in the, mid-1950s. So a little quirky bit there, but the Dalton House is a very iconic building in Charvel. It probably had Coles Fossies in there for about 25 years, lots of other shops around it. Housing upstairs, and that's what Max has done. Max is, he's come in and he's rejuvenated that business sector, but also housing up top, which is absolutely awesome.
So Max came to town in 2021. What was Charleville like in the years leading up to that, Zoro?
Tegan, so like the regional areas in Australia at that point in time, we've just been through 9 years of probably the most severe drought that we've been through. Seriously, retail businesses were on their knees. The community was really struggling. Our biggest industry is agriculture. It was really on its knees. So to breathe that bit of life back into the community, and just one other thing is, if you're going to, for someone to come to our community and invest, they need something to invest in. And we had that opportunity with our, we have a Western Meat Exporters, which is a goat export abattoir, was employing about 140 at the time, but they just received some money to expand and they were going to go to 200. So that alone, I just said to Max, this is a no-brainer. If you want to put accommodation in, they're going to be looking. We need more accommodation. We could see what was coming in front of us. We just couldn't keep up. And one of those things, seriously, for someone like Max to invest, they've got to have that investment package in front of them.
Yeah, that looking with the eye to the future. This is Life Matters here on ABC Radio National. I'm Tegan Taylor talking to Sean Zoro Radnage, who's the mayor of the council where Charleville lives in Western Queensland, and Max Jones, who's a farmer turned regional property investor, talking about what it takes to get our regional towns thriving in Australia. One person says, we moved to regional New South Wales during the pandemic and wow, it has been amazing. The sense of community, more comfortable pace of life and access to nature has changed us forever. Can't recommend it highly enough. Well, also here with me is Professor Andrew Beer. He's with the University of Adelaide. One of his key research areas is the drivers of regional growth. Andrew, welcome to Life Matters.
Good morning.
So we got this text here talking about people moving to the regions during COVID. 2021 was when Max was starting to invest in Charleville specifically. What's the trend been around COVID and the regions?
So COVID obviously was a very unusual time. And what we saw was a large number of people begin for the first time to think about moving out of their big metropolitan centres and shift into a regional city or town. And what we've seen since then, of course, is that as COVID has come to an end, some of that trend has actually shifted again. So no longer do we have the very large numbers shifting out of the big centres, particularly Melbourne. And instead, we've seen ongoing growth in regional Australia, but at a slower rate.
So when we're hearing data that came out last week saying, you know, a third of people would be, I mentioned it at the beginning, a third of people would consider moving to the regions, half of Gen Zs would consider moving to the regions. How much weight can we put on that kind of data?
Look, what I think it talks to very powerfully is the willingness of Australians to move out of the big cities and go and live in a place which offers a much better quality of life. But of course, before they can do that, they need to find the right job. So what we really need to see is we need to see local communities like Charleville creating opportunities for those younger people to find jobs and get the lifestyle they're looking for. often that's quite difficult because the type of jobs available in small country towns or regional centres are different from those you'd find in inner city Sydney or Melbourne. But there are many opportunities for economic growth across regional Australia. We see there's growth as we have renewable energy projects coming on stream. There's growth in the agricultural sector. There's growth in major transport projects. So there are many opportunities, and while everyone who wants to move to regional Australia will get that opportunity to take it up, there is a great willingness to think about that as an option now, and we didn't see that 10 years ago.
Zorro, you sort of touched on this kind of chicken and egg in Charleville, where you had this investment in the abattoir. You knew you were going to need housing. Max obviously came along at the right time, but not every, you can't always control this balance of investment, migration and business.
100% Tegan. And this is the biggest challenge that regional councils and when you go further west, it is so hard to put, you know, the biggest thing. So just for the listeners out there alone at the moment, we just received a grant from the state government, which is absolutely amazing, Residential Activation Fund, $13.2 million to do a 65-block subdivision. There's a market failure there because it's about $180,000 per block to develop. And our market's around 50 to 60,000, which we'll be selling with them in 3 years' time. But once again, you've got to set those plans in place and have a dream. And housing is so important, Tegan. But what we found in the last 12 to 18 months, and so true with what was just said, our lifestyle is our biggest asset. But daycare is the next, because to attract those professionals, you need to have housing, a job, but also the opportunity for them to expand. Mm.
Andrew, I'm thinking about how much we're hearing Zorro talking about grants from government. We've got Max, who's an investor. What's the right mix of public and private money?
Well, clearly there does need to be a mix, and really seed grants from the government sector, whether it's state government or federal government, do play an important role. But of course, public capital is always in scarce supply and you need to compete for it. And of course, governments also like to invest where they already see private investment going as well. So I think communities really need to be very clever about how they look to private capital and then they seek government to support as well. And I think one of the really interesting questions to come out of the discussion we're having today is, well, how do communities really make themselves attractive to private investors coming into the region? Because often regions get bogged in a cycle where no one's investing locally, so they don't grow, so no one invests locally. And it's really interesting that in Charleville, they were forward-looking enough to be able to attract investment from another part of regional Australia, regional New South Wales. And then they've used that to leverage additional funding out of one of the central governments. And that's a really powerful story about how you lead change in regional Australia.
Max, when you bought this one property in the centre of Charleville, how did you know what to do with it?
It's a strange one. I've got a good imagination, but essentially these buildings just were often large format retail and things as such. And we have a real focus on services because just touching on base what was just said, I really believe that it takes somebody from the country to understand these towns. And I think, you know, I would challenge Andrew on that with the jobs situation there. Our biggest problem is the housing, because we are now connected so well with fibre to the premise that there is quite a lot of work that is done in the country that people don't realise. The connections, our internet speeds in Charleville are as good as Brisbane. And so we're seeing, and with the connections with the flights and things, and COVID was the best thing to ever happen to regional Australia, because it just brought so many people out here that had never seen it or never believed it. And since then, we've got people working in all sorts of industries that were never there before. So our biggest issue is housing and getting people there. And that's where I seen a light that people would see that. Birth rates are up in all of our towns. People are staying. People fled cities for COVID and they're staying. And that, while it has slowed down, which is a good thing because we don't have the housing, so we need to do it in a sustainable way and we need to bring in the infrastructure so these people will stay. And we're often just overlooked. People just think it's quite a long way away, but we're actually quite well connected. You know, certainly here in New South Wales, and Charleville, though we're getting a similar quality of life to our city counterparts, and we're not paying for it like they are. I get a holiday out of my mortgage compared to being in Sydney each year. Our friends in Sydney are paying way more money to live, and we enjoy our life a lot more. But a country town definitely needs to just prove itself a little bit. And, yeah, we seem to punch well above our weight once you actually delve into it. And
Yeah, I'd love to turn to Zorro as well. When you've got someone like Max coming in wanting to spend money, there's an excitement there, but also sometimes property developers, there's a bit of wariness around them. How did you know that it wasn't going to cause trouble down the track?
Tegan, this is one of these points where you meet someone, as Max said, country people, when we meet, you can tell straight away, no offence, I've had lots of meetings. I'm the town butcher, so I can call it pretty straight, that when you meet someone, you can tell straight away. I've had lots of meetings about ideas, and unfortunately sometimes you can tell that they're tire kickers. But once again, it's about how do you work together. When an investor comes to town, if they run into one roadblock, they might go back and sit back and go, all right, I'm going to reset and I'll do this. And then you've got to be prepared to work with that. If they hit another roadblock, they'll walk away. So that's where that communication and work within the guidelines to bring that. But as Max said, there's been huge investment from the government for a community like Charleville. We have fibre to the premise in our three communities. We have better connectivity than these metropolitan areas in Brisbane. It's great when you have a meeting on the computer and theirs drops out and ours doesn't.
Yeah.
But just to continue on, Max has changed the whole mindset of that business district by not focusing on retail, Tegan, but bringing in services. So we bucked the trend 2 years ago, I believe, Max, and that he was approached by some doctors. So we see in these rural communities, doctors actually walking away, going to the cities. But this husband and wife want to start their own practice up. Now, as I say, we buck the trend. I say that to politicians. You need to use this as a test case to support these people. So now we have another business, but it's thriving, that the town was looking for. So there are some of the challenges. But once again, it's not all roses. There's been some bumps in the road, and Max will be able to agree with that. But it's just that opportunity. And reiterate, you build it, they will come. And the opportunity is there for us to keep moving forward.
It's great to hear original success story. Sean, Max and Andrew, thank you all so much for joining me. Sean Zorro Radnage is mayor of Merway Council in Western Queensland. Max Jones is a farmer turned regional property investor from Condoblin in central West New South Wales. But of course, we were talking mostly about Charleville today. And Professor Andrew Beer is Dean of the School of Management at the University of Adelaide and a fellow of the Regional Australia Institute. And I've really enjoyed reading your texts about the country town that you love. Peter says, I made the green change 2.5 years ago. It's the best thing I ever did. The greatest advantages is the clean air, no traffic and a lot less stress. If you want to go to the shops, I park in front of the shop. If I want to go to a restaurant, I park out the front of the restaurant. If you want to go to the theatre, you park in front of the theatre. Further, the people are so, so friendly and helpful.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.